He's skating.
Yeah.
Oh,
serious?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at Chaf Zion. Chaf Zion.
What is that?
Oh, well.
You wouldn't eat these.
Chaf Zion Amud Beis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, seriously, all guys, all gotta calm down.
I figured it out, by the way. When I'm in control, everyone else is out of control.
So is the other.
When I'm out of control, everyone's in control.
Yeah. Both ways.
It's a crazy situation.
Except we did the same thing.
Yes. Does it belong to anybody? Any of my famous pictures?
They're not mine, no, I'm sorry.
But we know that they've been used.
Yeah, I know.
Their tissues.
Is that a banana?
There's a banana in your tailpipe.
Is it artichoke?
Their tissues.
Artichoke and pepper.
I'm better
with olive oil.
You to stay.
Some people have problems.
Artichoke. You say two shoes.
Two shoes. I was wondering how that was staying on. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's good. What do you call the dirty tissue?
I gotta try that out some now. Artichoke.
Grab a cinnamon. I got a joke that you inspired over here.
Just give me one second, okay?
Here's a joke. Did you ever win anything on the Price is Right? How many rounds were you up there for? Really?
You actually were there?
Mm-hmm. Just look at his Facebook. And you were terrific.
When did you go?
It was hard. The whole bridge ran.
You just let him finish that and then just get.
You can keep talking.
You can interview him after.
There's a reason it's called Artichoke.
I don't get it. What's the reason?
Artichoke.
No, it's getting ahead of
it. Actually, that's exactly why it's called artichoke.
Okay, so the Tosos on Chaf Zion Amud Beis, Dibur Maskil, B'Shmuel Omar. See that? Ba'afei Lashanu. Remember, we had that discussion as to the different possibilities within the case of the pictures across the Rishus HaRabim. Right? It was dark, or it was around the corner, and so on. So Tosos, in the course of discussing that Shita of Afela, says the following. We'll just pick up in the middle. I mean, there's a longer Tosos, as I'm sure you recall. So he explains, it's this Tosos over here. Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. If you remember, he explains that under what circumstances is it that we say a person, we'll call him the Adam Hamazik, when is he not Adam Hamazik? So there are different types of onus. Remember, there's onus Kain Geneva and onus Kain Aveda. So which one are you more responsible for? It also says like this, the case where a person is bringing a chavis from one place to another and then it breaks. So, why is he not chayiv mitam adam mazik? Because we say, according to Tosos, that onis kein geneva, in that case, adam mazik is potter.
Why is that considered onis kein geneva? I don't remember the background to geneva and aveda. I don't want to get you guys.
It's as hard as.
Okay.
Exactly.
Stolen, no? I think it's losing stolen. I mean, sorry.
Okay. Now, the Ramban, you remember, you can check back to your notes, I'm sure you have it there. The Ramban had a famous. Sheet and Ban said, no, he didn't like Tosos. He said, why should it be that a guy is moving Chavas from one place to another is not Chayiv because of Adam Hamazik? And what did the Ramban say? He didn't like the raya, and he had a different raya. What was his raya?
From far back. And this is Yud Sugya, no?
This was what? It was Yud Sugya. This was Yud Sugya. So he brought a question from the Uman Tabach, or Tabach Uman. What happened over there? Aman Tabach Uman Shekilkel. Tabach Uman Shekilkel is Potter. Why? Because he's doing what he was hired to do. He's Osik B'Malachto. And therefore, he's what's called a Mazik B'Rishus. What the heck are you doing? He's a Mazik B'Rishus. All right? Look at the Lashon of Tosos first. Look at the Lashon of Tosos first. Jump down. It's the last couple of lines of the Tosos, actually. Chayin Muchach B'Perek HaGozol Eitzim Gambe Tabach Uman Shekilkel. The parach leman the potter shomer chinam the brayse ektani nasan behemel tabach v'novla chayev neishu kenosei sachar al masaka daitach the maksha the having of the maksha was afilu bechinam chayev kimo shomer sachar shachayev al haaveda u'meshani emam neishu nosei sachar lufikach beschar chayev but bechinam potter the havi ke'ein Geneva, when the shochet shechts and something goes awry, he's potter because that is tantamount to kain geneva, meaning that's a type of onus that is considered beyond enough that is outside of his control to make him potter. All right. So let's, is that clear? Someone clear? That's, I'm just getting to tell us something.
Should we be present today?
No, but I wanted to do this Machane Ephraim, so you did the right. Everyone did the right thing.
I'm sorry, the Tosfos. Which line?
The last four or five lines of the Tosfos on Chav Zayin. So here's the question: we did this Mishnah, we did the Gemara. The Gemara has a Havamina, or Gemara has a Chakira. What is the status of a husband who injures his wife in the course of marital relations? Do we say that he is Potter? Because he is a
Rishus Kavod.
Exactly. That he's Oved Mirishus, he's doing his action Mirishus. Again, that Lashon comes up over here with regard to the Tabach. Shechting, he's doing it Mirishus.
No, that's different Rishus
though. Oh, slow. Or do you say that no, that's he was Ibar Le'iune? Do you say that he's Ibar Le'iune and therefore he's Chayev? The Maskana of the Gemara ultimately is that he's Chayev. So we have two things to answer. First of all, what are the two sides of the Chakira? And once we can answer that, we also have to answer the question of what's the difference between that case, in which the Gemara ultimately says Chayev, and the case of the Tabach Uman.
That's what we're comparing?
Tabach Uman.
Who's the Tabach Uman inside?
Yeah,
is that what you said before?
That was that. As we just quoted from Tosos here. I read those couple lines of Tosos.
You actually
know?
Seen the Gemara?
Sure.
Amar Rav Arachan Amar Yochanan Tavach Uman Shekilkel Chayev.
So you have this professional butcher. And he messes up. And now he makes your animal nevela.
Slow.
Even if he's an expert like those tabachim of Tzipori, I'm not exactly sure what's so unique about them, but either way. So like I'm asked, is that true? Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, v'hamar Rama bar Bar Chana, uv dehava kamer Rabbi Yochanan, b'kinishta d'ma'om. Vamalay zeal icy raya.
Kanishta house.
Kanishta is like a base Knesset. What's the matter?
I thought you said Sati Tess.
What's the matter?
He did say Sati Tess.
I'm a days.
Oh, we're in there?
I'm a days.
Okay, so the Machane Ephraim in Hilchos Nizkei Mammon Simon Hay writes the following. Again, we've been discussing the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, the Mishnah there, and the Gemara at the top of Laman Beis Amud Aleph, specifically this Ibaya, the Chakira regarding a husband who injures his wife in the course of Tashmish. And the Gemara gives two possibilities. Do we say that since he's acting Virashos, he is Pater? Yonah's question notwithstanding. In other words, even if he's going to be Chayav, where exactly does that money go? Forget about that. That needs to be dealt with separately. But assuming that on some level he could be made Chayav, he can be made accountable, do we say that because he is acting here Birashos, he's in fact Pater? Or do we say no? That even though he's acting Birashos, still Ibai Lili Yune. So listen to the Machan Ephraim. We know, that's true. A person who damages, we don't care if it's on purpose or not, he's chayev, except for certain exceptions. Tosos right, in Perek HaMeniach, Daf Chav Zayin, that's the Tosos that we saw a few moments ago, Ubeperek HaUmnin, Hainu Dafka Be'onesh Hu Domer La'Aveda. That's only by those cases where the Ones is still somewhat avoidable. Aval Niskal, that's Havi Ke'en Geneva Upata Be'odam HaMazik. One of the riots that Tosos bring to prove this distinction between Ke'en Geneva and Ke'en Aveda is from the case that we just mentioned on Sadi Tes Amud Beis. What's the case over there? Well, I'm glad you asked. Tabach Uman Shekilkel Depoter Bechinam. So parchala Talmuda meha brisa dektani nasin behem ala tabach v'novla chayiv neishu kinose schar alma desalka daiktach demakshe dafilu bechinam chayiv neishu dome la aveda u'mashani lo no emam neishu nose schar avo bechinam pater neishu dome la geneva v'odim hamazik pater ba'ones shu ke'en geneva. That's Tosos. Tosos trying to bring proof from this Gemara and Sadi Tes that there's a difference between Onus Ke'en Geneva and Onus Ke'en Aveda. Okay, that's all Tosos, that's ancient history as far as we're concerned. So we're picking up with the given that there's a distinction between Ke'en Geneva and Ke'en Aveda, and one of the rayas that Tosos brings is from this Gemara about the Tabach. Okay, but mi pirush Rashi Sham, Perka Gozel, Nira de Saka Daitach Damaksha, the Hayer Rotzel Achaiva, Fibu Bechinom, La Mishim Adam Hamazik, Ave. The Tabach Uman Shekelkel Poshehu. Rashi that we just cited on Sadi Tes seems to learn a little bit different than Tosos would have us believe is the Pshat in the Gemara. And that is that Rashi seems to be suggesting that the Havamin over here of the Gemara is that the person who is Shechting, even Bechinam, is not going to be Chayiv because of Adam Amazik. You're right, maybe Adam Amazik is not going to be basis for being Mechayiv him, but rather what would be? Because he's posheya. Elam Mishum Tzvila Tabach Uman Shekilka Poshehu. Even if he's doing it for free, he should know what he's doing. V'hachi kamar Hareza Chayev Kimo Nosei Schar. It's like a guy who's Nosei Schar. Aval Din Adam Hamazik Lo Shayach Bazet Kiman She'olav Mutal Asaik B'davar. But he's Chayev to do it. He's told to do it. He's required. That's his job. So you can't tell me now that he's Adam Hamazik. And that's the way Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz writes. In the name of the Riva. They called the Oseb Rishos after Ba'alma Roy Lechaivo Mishomazik, Ki Aigavna In Roy Lechaivo, Im Lohecha de Pasha. U Pashta de Shmeitzin Hassam, Mucha Chachi, the Rinhassam Elmine, Omar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Shekilka, Chayev Lashalim, Mazaku. No, Poshehu. U Parach Lamali Lamema Mazaku, Poshehu. Umashani I Ama Mazaku Amina Hanmili Bishar Vabakinam Lo Kamashman Poshehu. Alright, without going through all the additional steps here of the Machan Ephraim, what exactly is he saying? What exactly is the Machan Ephraim saying here? So the Machan Ephraim is saying like this, that why is this case of the person injuring his wife Chayev? Why don't we say it's akin to the case of the Tavach? I'm going to skip ahead to his Lashon. Where he's This is his Lashon. Hein emes that tzarech lahavin de mesugin the perek hameniach daf lamed beis gabi mai de boi talmud ha'osam hamazikas ishto betashmish hamita mahu. Kevin de Bishus Kavit Potter, El Dilma Yiboy Leli Yune. If Amar Talmuda, the Chayev, Kevin de Ihu Ovid Maisa. He did something. He was an actor over there by the case of the Tashmish. That's what the Gemara ultimately says in our case. So therefore, Mashmizad, the Afbim Mis Asik Bershus, Kevin de Al Yodo Naase HaMaisa Bilvad Chayev. So it's true. He was acting with permission. He's allowed to have relations with his wife. But why did she get hurt? Because of his act. So he's chayev. Okay, who's he chayev to? Let's forget about that for now. So what about the case of Ahu Tavach? This case of the Tavach Uman. Shekilka, Haya Efshalom, the Ayri Ayide Shepirke Sabahema, Naasa Gamkein HaHezek. Avali Yashiv Gamkein HaHide HaMavir Chavis Mokal Mokam, the Sof HaUmnin. Zachlomar de Gabi Mazik as Ishto, Kevin de Yeshlo Hana'a, Choshev Kinosi Schar, Mishim Hochi Chayev de Misasik Pershus. What's the question, and then we'll deal with what's the answer, okay? The Gemara says, on Dav Tzali Tes, Amen Beis, if you bring your animal to the butcher, to Shecht, if he gets paid to do it, and he messes up, then he's Chayev. If he doesn't get paid to do it, and he messes up, he's Potter. Says the Machne Ephraim, well, why is the case over here any different? Why is this case any different than the case of the butcher who is potter, meaning the one who does it for free? He's an expert butcher, but he's doing it for free. The Gemara says that he's potter over there. So the Machne Ephraim says, you'll have to say the following. You'll have to say the following. Hayef Shalom the Ayidei the Ayri, excuse me, the Ayri, the Ayidei Chapir Chesabemanase, Gamkin Hezek, Aval Yashev, Gamkin Hahida Hamavir Chavis Makom Makom, Sof Omnin, Sarah Loma the Gabi Mazik as Ishto. If you want to have all the cases work out, Machna Ephraim says you're going to have to say that when the fellow is Mazik, his wife, since he has Hana, it's like Nosei Sachar, and therefore he's Chayev because he's Misasik Berishos. And Mishamachi, Chayev de Misasik Berishos. Even though he's Misasik Berishos, he's Chayev. Why? Because now we're going to compare it to the case of Nosei Sachar. It's not like the case of the butcher who's doing it for free, but it's instead like the case of the butcher who's getting paid. Why? Because he's getting Sachar. I mean, he's getting Hana. Sorry, he's getting Hana. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? Who's with me? Good. So we have a question, we have an answer. What's the question? What's the answer?
Husband has a rishus over wife, so you would think that it's the case of the free shechting.
Free shechting, okay, good.
However, because husband gets not, it's actually the case of the, he's getting similar to the
schar.
Schar. Okay. What you're getting paid.
That's a good answer.
I mean, that's what you're saying, right? That's what's being said.
He's saying since it's a case where he's getting hana from his action, it's more similar to the case of the tavach who's getting paid than the case of the tavach who's not getting paid. But maybe we could try to explain that. What does he mean when he says that?
It seems like there's a higher level of shmira one has to engage in when a person is getting a benefit.
Say again?
When a person is getting benefit of one form or another,
right,
then he should be engaged in a higher level of shmir.
Even when it's brishos?
Yeah.
Yeah, but can we take that a little further? Let me put it this way. In the case of the butcher, when you bring me your cow and you ask me to shecht it, right? So, whose action am I doing, basically?
Yours.
I'm doing my action?
No, it's not mine until I derive an from it. It's not my action.
Oh, it's slow. You asked me to do it.
For free, we're saying.
You asked me to do it for free.
Yeah, so I'm doing you a favor. So
whose action
happens,
am I doing?
I'm doing your action.
I'm doing your action. You basically asked me to do something, and now it's your action. So I'm doing what you asked me to do. I'm really sort of... I'm not so involved.
You're a messenger.
I'm not so invested in this action. Right? So now something happens, you can't really blame me. I'm basically doing your action. But once there's benefit for me, right? So whose action is this? Well, I can't just say it's your action because I'm getting paid for this action. So once I'm getting paid for the action, I have a closer connection to the action. I have more of a nexus to the action, right? So now let's compare that to the case of the Tashma Shamita. If you just look at Tashmish in abstract, what would you say?
Both people going into it.
Yeah, it's brishus. I guess it's consensual. It's brishus. So why are you gonna mechayiv me? What do you mean mechayiv me? I was doing this brishus. Can't really call it my action per se. This is it's an activity. It's a joint activity. It's a joint venture. What are you gonna make it my fault per se? But once you tell me now that I'm getting hanah from it. So now, just like, perhaps this is what he means, just like the shechita becomes more mine than it would have otherwise when there's money that changes hands, because I'm invested in the maisa, you know, look at it as your maisa, over here too, because I get hana from it, therefore there's a certain shift of the maisa from being a joint venture to being my maisa.
It's different still though.
You still think it's different?
Because
it's,
she's also getting hana as well. It's not.
Okay, good. Okay,
that's
good.
That's why I don't like that answer.
All right, you could maybe have a kasha on this answer.
Because
So what Daniel Simon wants to say is that the Machna Frame's answer, the distinction, is not such a good distinction. Why? Because there's no real shift in this case. There's no real shift in this case.
Still equalized.
But is that true? In terms of mazik, is that still true?
You could say,
and he's still the one who's doing the maisa.
If she injures her husband, then she's also
because she can't do the maisa. I mean, without him, she, you know what I'm saying?
Without her, nothing happens either.
That's what I'm saying. If they're equally both part of the game,
so,
I guess you
could
say.
Could say both,
but are they both part of the maisa? You want to say that she's involved in the maisa bia? I mean, halachi always talk about the maisa bia. Is that the maisa bia?
No.
He's the one that's engaged in the maisa bia. No, I don't want to be too graphic, but that's the nature of the discussion, right? Your question is still a good question. I'm not dismissing your question.
Yeah.
I'm not dismissing your question.
Just trying to understand.
So Rabbi Sinuman, that point was just to say that she's not involved.
Well, when I say that point is just to say, what does that mean?
He said he's involved in the Maisabia. That means that we're looking only at the man, the man's half of the equation. There is no woman's half of the equation. Exactly.
Say it again.
Yeah, and the point about it being the male doing the maisbia, that's to show that the woman isn't. We're not looking at the woman's action or the woman's component of the action. She's being viewed as a facilitator, but not as an actual actor. Is that correct? That's what we're saying. In other words, why can't it be said that the woman hurts herself?
No, because she's not. Oh. No, that for sure she's not.
But why?
Because had he not been there, she wouldn't be hurt.
So?
You can't say she's hurting herself.
She's hurting herself on him. That's right. How come you can't say she's hurting herself?
No, because he's doing
the... Because he's the one who's... That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara's Lashon is, when the Gemara ultimately concludes that he's in fact Chayev, the Lashon that the Gemara uses is...
No, but you can't say it's because of Hanan.
Well, one second.
You can say he's doing my Sehezek. That I agree with. You can,
I had a more primary
but
question.
You can't say anything about Hanan.
One second. The Gemara ultimately uses is... Where was it again? Yeah. Ihu Ka'ovid Maisa. Ihu ka'avad ma'isa. So the Gemara says, one second. V'haksiv v'avihilo v'haksiv v'nichusu ha'nefashos ha'osos mikerav ha'mam hana'a la'travayu islehu. They both have hana'a. They both have hana'a. One second. But ma'isa hu ka'avad. But the ma'isa is his ma'isa. It's true. The Gemara is molded that they both have hana'a from the event. But the Maisa is his Maisa.
I'm okay with that. That works.
Okay.
That's still like the Tumbach case.
So now what we have to... being that this is the case, this is what you're really bothered by. So we have to try now... But we have to try to fit this into the Machna Ephraim. What does the Machna Ephraim mean when he says that since he has Hana, now it's no longer like the case of...
Richard, that doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. If you say some Maisa Hezek, that makes a lot of sense. But they're both getting equal Hana. Masa Hezek maybe makes him... That's why he's Chayev. But from the fact that they both get Hana, then you can't make him a Chayev from that.
Why?
They're both getting Hana, because
when
you can't.
When you the butcher, he gets paid to do a job. He gets benefit because he's getting paid, and the person who's getting a service rendered for
also
him...
Gets.
Both
good,
get
good, good,
Hana.
Good, good. No. So stick with that. But what's the difference between that case and the first case?
And the first case where he's doing a favor?
Yeah.
So you're saying you can't make a favor comparison?
No.
In the first case, they both equally need each other, as opposed to in this case, he doesn't...
No, fuck it. I'm saying that in the case of the Tabach, where he's doing it for free, what does he get out of it?
Nothing.
Okay. So he can't call his... Well, slow. Can't call it his Maisa.
Okay.
In the second case, where he's doing it for payment, they're both benefiting from it.
Yeah, but...
One second. Both benefiting from it. His Maisa. His Maisa could be called Yasa Maisa Hezek.
Yeah, okay.
So he comes along the Machna Ephraim and says, why is this case a case in which the actor is Chayev? Let's call him like the one who is messing up the Shechita, Bechinam. No, you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because he's getting Hana. So since he's getting Hana, now it's like the case of... of getting paid. So you're right. Maybe what he means is that it's not just that he's getting paid. It means that there's Hana for both parties. You don't have to say that only he's getting Hana.
In the case of the Tevach, though?
I shecht to you get meat, and I get paid.
Yeah, but if without...
So my mice...
Without the Shechter, you have nothing.
Without the Tabach,
you have nothing.
You have
it's
nothing?
It's not an equal...
What do you mean you have nothing?
Well, they both have nothing, I guess, because he needs the money.
You can't have a mice to beat... You're right, exactly.
Right. So that's what they're saying, maybe. Both equally need each other.
Well, I don't know about need, but apparently what he's saying, you have to take into account the Gemara's maskana over here. At the end of the day, the Gemara is acknowledging that they both have Hana, but he's the one that's doing the Maisa. So when he's the one that's doing the Maisa and there's Hana, so yeah, now he's responsible. If it's a case where he's doing the Maisa, but there's only Hana on the side of the Nizak, the one who is damaged, all right, that's too bad, so sad.
Sorry, you didn't get the best benefit that you wanted.
Right, but it's your Maisa. I got nothing out of this. Now, what we're saying, apparently, is once he is included in the Hana, that's it. Now I can't say it's the other guy's Maisa anymore. And now, as the Mazik, I'm chai for the Nezek that resulted from this Maisa.
Would the situation change if both parties were...
See, I don't think Machna Ephraim is saying he got Hana and she didn't.
Right.
He's not saying that. He's saying that now he's invested in this Maisa, so now the Maisa is his.
But even though she got Hana. What would it be if it was a case where they both get benefit and they're both in the Maisa?
They're both what?
They're both in the Maisa.
What does that mean, they're both in the Maisa?
Like, let's say I have a...
You mean
a
each
cow.
Each one is contributory negligent?
Yeah, well,
all right,
not negligent, but like it's a joint act. Like
it's clearly a split.
Then, that's what I'm saying, then who is the Mazik?
They're both getting benefit out of it.
But who's the Mazik in your case?
Right, so one of them's the Mazik.
How can they have one be the Mazik if they're both involved in the Maisa?
You're like carrying something and one drops it. You're both doing the Maisa and one of you makes the injury.
Yeah, it's a vase that's equally owned by both people, and it requires two people to lift, and one guy lets it fall on his side.
Yeah.
You're both benefiting by moving
so
your
vase. Why would I say the guy who didn't drop was Chayev? What does that mean?
No, I'm saying it would just be the same. Like, it doesn't matter that she's getting her on, it also wouldn't matter if...
Right,
we're saying, like, it's his Maisa. Even if it's their Maisa, as long as... Part of it's his mindset. It doesn't.
That's right. Because he's the one that was Mazik.
Right.
Yes, that's precisely right. So I don't think you have to look at the Mises being hers. I mean, not even the Gemara is saying that he is the one who's acting.
Right. So we were getting bogged down. Like, what if it's her Mises too? Like, what if she's just, is she just passed work? She acted. It shouldn't matter though.
Right. Even if she were active, I don't know that that's gonna make her the owner of the Mises Bia.
Right.
Still in halacha.
Even if it's split, I'm saying.
Even if the owner of the Maisa Bia is split, it still would be...
That doesn't change anything? If she, If she's like.
But I'm saying halacha doesn't view her as the one who is engaged in the maisa.
But if it did, in the maisa biya. If it did, then it would be the.
If it did,
the same. It seems like her case is even a stronger.
The one of the shkita is the maisa is wholly in the realm of the butcher.
Right.
Was the maisa hezek just a stam?
But they're both receiving benefit when he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Was the maisa?
Right. There's only one person maisa.
But same shared mindset, it just matters who's doing the damage. That person's fine.
I would imagine so, yeah. I mean, we don't have a case like that, but I'd imagine that would be a case.
Was the Maisa Hezek, though, a normal Maisa Hezek?
What do you mean?
Or meaning something that can come up in any situation?
It is Bershus called. Yeah, he's acting Bershus, but.
Saying it was accidental.
On her wanting? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to also not. Like, I don't want to.
No, you want to know how.
I'm saying maybe she.
How rough was he? Is that
yeah,
what asking?
Basically, yeah. Maybe, I'm saying maybe, I mean, that means she. You know,
she could have precipitated it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
We don't know that. We don't know that right now. We're just dealing with what we have.
Right, it's
you want to compare it to the case of the barrel and the, you know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
The barrel and the beam.
Yeah.
Why would it be like that?
You're saying in a case where he exceeded what he had rishus to do.
What I'm saying is here. No, rishus is where she agrees to what he's doing, right? That's rishus. They both have permission to do whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm saying is she's has high expectations for him. That's what I'm trying to say. Or she's making him do things that are abnormal or not something that's. It's not the average.
Okay, so
Maisabia,
that's
what I'm saying.
I understand.
Yeah.
So it could work one way.
Where may she be held culpable?
It could go the other way. Let's say she only gave rishus. She was only consensual up to a certain point.
Right.
She only consented up to a certain point.
Well, then even more so, there's no problem because we already say that that even if it's completely, you know, that's not even a question.
Yeah.
Lokash.
Exactly. In this case, it doesn't seem to be that he did anything unusual. Right?
I guess.
Okay. Well, what do you mean, you guess?
I mean, we don't know.
Exactly.
Saying,
but he did it for shows.
So you
ask me what? No, but you're asking.
Meant that, you know, maybe he.
All right, but I think what you're really asking is, what does Bereshus mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Why
that's
not?
What it means. Bereshus. What Bereshus does he have? Right. Doesn't Bereshus have Bereshus to damage her? Doesn't have Bereshus to hurt her?
To assume, yeah. So then I don't understand. I mean, I think it's it could have in any case that he doesn't mind Sehezik.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, I'm not familiar with the.
We're just talking about this case now.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with what goes on in these cases, but in general. But I'm saying, like, meaning we're assuming that he didn't do something abnormal. We're assuming he did something.
We don't have any reason to think that, right? The Gemara doesn't say
that. That's what I'm saying. So
it was an accident, right?
If it's a complete accident, why is this guy being held accountable for all we said? Baby show, right? We said baby show.
That's all the Malazic. That's not the kasha. The kasha is, why is this different than the case?
Because
it's Bereshus. The question is this. This is Mazik Bereshus. So why is this Mazik Bereshus different than the case of Mazik Bereshus by the Tabah? What?
It's
shown,
I don't know.
What
even
do you
if
don't know?
By accident,
I don't know why it's different.
Still,
I don't
know
why it's different.
Well, aren't we just equating any form of Hana? Isn't that the issue here?
Yeah, Hana ratchets up the responsibility of the actor even when it's Bereshus.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So what are we trying to do?
I don't know. I feel like everyone's turning on me. What's the problem? I don't know. I can't answer that. What are you saying? Are you bothered by something now?
No, I'm trying to answer his question.
Oh, what is your question?
Are you asking?
I don't have questions anymore.
Come on, why?
What's
wrong? I'm not bad. I just think all my questions are answered. I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm not afraid to ask questions. Maybe in class, but not here. I don't have any questions. It's a joke.
He's being facetious.
Okay, so fine. So let's take a look at this Tosos now.
Can
we
just get a five-sentence recap?
Yeah, recap.
Five-sentence recap.
Can you just explain the difference between...
No, he's just calling in. He's trying to reach me.
The difference between the butcher and this one, why the butcher is...
Well, let's just get a full...
Putter.
A full recap. Full recap.
That is a full recap.
Okay, again, we have a rule. Odom HaMazik is chayev regardless of how the hazard comes about. Intentionally, unintentionally, right? Willingly, unwillingly, he's chayev. Because we ascribe absolute liability, right? But Tosa says, yeah, that's only true where it's the type of ones, perhaps, that is still somewhat avoidable. Somewhat avoidable. Ones, that is karov, or ones, what he calls, ka'ain, ones, ka'ain, ones, ka'ain, ka'ain, aveda. Ke'en aveda, that you're still responsible for. But if it's onus ke'en geneva, no, that you're not responsible for. All right? One of the rayas that he brings is from the case of the butcher that damages. Question is...
Wait, you're chayav for?
No, the case of the butcher on Sadi Tesom and Beis is one in which the person who shechts bechinam and causes damage is still pater.
It's onus geneva.
Yes.
So you're pater.
So now Machna French says, hey, 1 second. Why in the case of the shochet who shechts and damages where he doesn't get paid, it's bechinam, he's pater. And over here, this guy also is acting birshos, and we're comparing it instead to the case of the butcher that gets paid instead of the one that provides his service for free. So he says, oh, because we'll have to say that since he gets hana from his involvement over here, it is more similar to the case of the butcher that's getting paid than the butcher that's not getting paid. Right?
Okay.
So we try to explain what he meant. And what we said is that when you're acting in general with rishos, so if I'm acting basically at your behest, birishos, I'm going to view my action as really not my action, it's your action. Negimi mechayvmi, this is your action. What do you want from me? I'm not the other mamazik. This is your action. Oh, but when you tell me now that I'm invested in the maisa, how? So in the case of the butcher, I'm invested because I'm getting paid. So that shifts now. That's not just your maisa. It's my maisa. I'm Adam HaMazik now. If I cause the damage, because I'm getting paid, I have a connection to the maisa. So the Machna Ephraim wants to use that same logic over here and say, since I'm getting hana, the hana that I'm getting creates that connection between the maisa and me, and therefore I'm going to be chayev for this action as Adam HaMazik, even though I was acting birshos. Right? Okay.
Was someone saying originally that it would be more like the unpaid butcher?
Yeah, that was his kasha.
Just because there's no payment?
That's right. Well, and it's brishos.
Right.
So this comes to teach us basically that any form of hana.
It's lav dafka schar, it's other types of investment that make you connected to the maisa, which are going to be mechayev you, yeah.
I remember we had some similar story. Like
could be, yeah. What'd you say?
I wasn't precious.
Put it in the book.
I don't know how that was about, but
no.
I found it anyway.
Yeah, that's good. It's safe. It's safe. As long as you trust everyone involved. No, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave him a look. He said, excuse me, I don't know. I need to. I'm like, wasn't precious.
When she was injured, does it matter what... like how the injury took place, like if it was within the course of what was happening or if it was somehow something...
Well, obviously he can't have intercourse with her and bang her over the head with a hammer and then say, well...
No, I'm saying, like, what if understand. She, like, hit her head on something?
Right.
This is the actual action.
I don't know. We don't have all that information right now. Let's keep it... let's just keep it simple.
He injured
I don't know. He squeezed there too hard or something. He's too heavy. He hurt her. I don't know. Whatever the case is. Right? I mean... What's the matter? Which case?
They're both British shows. It's such a crazy... And the halacha, it's a crazy halacha.
Which one?
The general halacha.
It's weird that it would have...
What, that Adam HaMazik is always chayv?
Yeah, like,
oh,
it's...
No, that's fine. You don't like Adam HaMazik's chayv?
Let's bring a case of wrestling, right? You're in a wrestling match where you both have... You're a professional wrestler. So, well, that's a problematic to begin with. Let's say you're playing basketball, right? It's a suit, you know, you're playing basketball with a bunch of Lechevra. It's you assume the risk, you know something could happen,
yeah.
And you accidentally elbow a guy on a
layup. In Achanami, maybe you potter in that case.
Why? Adamazik.
Because once you.
Korintosos, this is only true in a case where it was somewhat unavoidable. You only have a case where it was somewhat unavoidable.
Well, what if this is similar to the case of two guys running towards each other?
Unavoidable.
Right? Remember the example two guys?
Like, I could have.
Yeah, both of them are putter, right?
Yeah, like
two guys
run
toward each other.
There.
One of them gets injured. You say he injures himself.
All right.
You wanna?
Case where it is.
Well, I'd rather stay focused on this one.
Avoidable.
All right, but I got it.
Well, I mean, there is. The question is exactly: is by you participating in this event, maybe you're you're consenting to a certain amount of battery.
Remember the case of two guys running toward each other?
The only reason I find this one too weird is
two people running toward each other, and one of them gets injured. We don't say that the other.
Okay, so tomorrow we'll start with this Tosos, and there are a couple of classic pieces in the Acharonim on this Tosos.
Well,